Hello, welcome in to this first episode of Mother Speaks here on UK Health Radio and on podcast. And this is a show where mothers meet to speak about things that matter on topics across the board, from birthing babies, books and new projects, to parenting children, parenting animals, and of course, parenting yourself, plus all the conundrums of identifying as a woman in this day and age. And we are a community. We've been called together to co-author the book Wake Up Mother, which you can find out more about on our website, wakeupmother.com. But here on the radio show and podcast, we've gathered a collective circle of four creatrixes. We're all mothers at varying stages of parenthood and project development. We've got our Connecting the Dots PR magic maker, Sarah Lloyd from Indigo Soul PR. Myself, tea time presenter and elemental Qigong mistress, that's me, Clara Apollo, in the house, back in UK Health Radio. But I've also got the immersive energy artist and writer Zoe Foster and the brilliant breathwork mama Kathy Bell. So on each episode here, the two of us will co-present with an invited guest to speak into a specific topic linked with the season here in the UK. I must say, we'll start off with that, but I know it's going to go down wonderful rabbit holes and pathways and moon windows and all sorts, because that's what happens when we get together. So this being our very first show, all four of us are here to introduce you to Team Mother Speak. So hello, Sarah, Kathy and Zoe.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm excited to be here.
So yeah, do you want to say hello, Sarah, and like what you get up to? I've just done a really brief sort of intro of you there, but yeah.
Oh, blimey, you totally nailed me. Okay. Yeah, it's so wonderful to be back on UK Health Radio, so thank you for that invitation. But also just to share that, you know, unfortunately this is all my fault. So
it is all your fault.
There was a call to arms in the shower, obviously, to basically wake up the mother energy, to honour the mother energy. And so whilst I'm also a PR professional, I'm also a mum of two and the founder of the Wake Up Mother book. I'd like to say that I held the space of the creation of the book, because everybody that contributed was absolutely amazing. And we just know that there's going to be so many more stories that need to be shared. So hence this platform is perfect for that. So I'm just going to be quiet now and let the others speak.
Yeah, I must say thank you so much for calling us in. You say it is all your fault. It's your inspiration, but also thank you for holding us. So we've been, you know, looking at how you're walking your talk about mothering, and also being completely honest about sometimes you're a bit of a hot mess. You don't always get
it right. Oh, absolutely. Aren't we all right?
Exactly. But we hold each other in that. We hold it. It's okay. I'll do that bit. I'll do that bit. Okay, you need that. And that's what's so beautiful about this collective. So let's ask Zoe what she'd like to add to this. Yeah, why are you here? What are you up to, lovely?
I'm so loving all of this energy. And yes, I want to echo the thank yous to Sarah for just, you know, birthing and like throwing this massive subject out to the world, which so needs and is absolutely at the right time to discuss. So much of the mother energy comes into my own soul work, which is as an immersive energy artist, creating life-size energy portals for you to really step into your infinite potentiality and everything that you can absolutely have access to on a daily basis, right there in your space. I also, because I'm really passionate, my own journey really brought me to expressing myself on a fully embodied level. So I'm really passionate about sharing that with others as well. Just really stepping into all of it for themselves. And I do that through my sacred expression work.
And so this is so true. This embodiment, it happens on so many different levels, doesn't it? You know, yes. And it's like, and I love the way that you create your art. You get in there with your hands and your knees. You're actually on the canvas. You're creating it through your movements. I mean, it's just so magical. We'll let people know links to everything. Well, it's all on the wakeupmother.com website anyway. You can find out more about us all there. But hey, thanks so much for being here. And if you want to see these beautiful paintings, there's actually one behind Zoe now that we will be sharing this video at some point. We'll let you know where that is. But let's hand over now to Kathy. Kathy, welcome in.
Hello. Hello.
Yeah, what are you bringing through here?
Oh, well, when Sarah told me about Wake Up Mother, I didn't feel like I had much to share, but I knew I had to be involved. And I think even that thread of me believing that because I'm only a mother of one, that you know, I didn't have much to bring to the table. And yeah, the whole process has taught me otherwise. And yeah, being a contributor to the book has brought through some huge revelations. So I'm just really honored to be here, to be holding I knew the Mother Mary energy had to be anchored with this book. And so I've just been kind of standing quietly at Sarah's side, whether she knows it or not.
That's appreciation.
And holding that kind of that energy in that space. So yeah, I share breath work. I am a mum of one. As we've already kind of been chatting off air, the ladies here know I'm also a mum of three dogs who have been causing their own, you know, even though the kids are at school, the dogs are still causing. I'm still mothering now, you know, alongside doing my work. And no, it doesn't stop, Clara. It never doesn't stop. That's one of the topics for sure. And I think that's me.
I'm glad that you brought up that you didn't think that it was enough just being a mother of one. Ahem. I mean, I've got to fess up here. I'm the oldie here. I'm the one that's got the child who is now 33. I mean, what the actual is going on there? How dare he grow up so fast? I was all right about him being in his 20s, but 30s is what? But that is like, you know, I was feeling like, why am I being included in this book? Because most people there have got kids that are like teenagers or below. And then Sarah was going, no, but there's some people in this book that aren't even mothers of actual, you know, human beings. They're birthing all sorts of other projects as well. So I just want to be very clear that that's what this radio show and podcast is about. Anything that can be mothered is included, and that, so everybody, it's all inclusive, which is just feels so refreshing. And so like means that all stories are relevant, and of course they are. And stories is something that Sarah talks about a lot, with like encouraging us to come through with our stories, the storytelling, not just so that we can express ourselves and sort of, you know, let it out of our system, but also for other people to be able to hear the wisdom within there that we may not even know about when we're speaking it. The things that we pick up from one another, it's just so magical, isn't it?
True, it is.
It really is. And when we were coming to define them, when getting the call Wake Up Mother, and then actually when it came to kind of connecting the dots and unpicking what mother actually meant, that just, I mean, that's how we started. We worked as a collaborative, we assembled as a group. God, I sound like we're talking about the Avengers. We assembled as a group and we would ask questions. You know, there was one big question, and like you say, you talk about going down all the rabbit holes and the avenues. When you look at the dictionary, the definition of mother is to give birth to a human child. Well, mother means so many different things. And that's, I think this is what this show's all about. We're going to unpack it. And yeah, we welcome everything, right?
We do. Including on a cosmic level as well, you know, that mother energy, cosmically, planetary, all of it. It's massive.
Yeah.
And as Sarah read that definition, we're all here shaking our heads, you know, like that is not the definition of mother, you know, being a mother is not just giving birth. That's, I mean, linking to what Clara said, it never ends. You know, you bring a child into the world, or you bring a project into the world, but then the mothering of that just begins.
Like, well, this is the women are the ones with the ideas, right? And, you know, we talk about the patriarchal ideal of the mother's meeting. You know, we've all had that. Oh, you're off for your mother's meeting, are you? And it's like, well, you get eye rolls, cue eye rolls, right? But what it is that we're off creating, we're off discussing, we're off transmuting, alchemizing the stuff that we can't do around the men. So, you know, and no disrespect to men that are listening, we really hope you are. Maybe you'll learn something, but ultimately, you know, women, we are born with wombs for a reason, right? Sorry, I'm getting passionate now.
Yeah, go for it.
So I wanted to just share a piece with the listeners around some of the things that came out of the book and the reasons why we're actually talking today. And one big part of the collective conversation we enjoyed was that there was medicine in sharing our experiences. We've kind of touched on this already, but everybody has a different perspective. And it was so beautiful because we were sitting in a circle with no judgment. Everybody moved into that circle with, you know, there was no baggage. There was none of the playground stuff that you often entail in groups of women meeting. It was just so refreshing in that respect. And we wanted to bring to life some of the conversations that we enjoyed during that time in circle as a collective. And we're doing this through, you know, this space here, through the book and through podcasts and actually a portal that we want to eventually create. Our reframe of mother is multifaceted. Bottom line, it's come down to this. Mother energy is in everyone. We are all creators, anyone with a womb, nurturers, space holders. I even found my husband being very nurturing to my kids. So I know that men have this in them too, right? We are all capable of that energy. To be at our best, we need to let go of the need to be perfect and good. There's absolutely no right way to mother. We don't get a manual. We tried to create one. It's really hard. There is only your way, and in that in itself, it's totally perfectly imperfect. Our children and our businesses often trigger us into response into old wounds. And there was a lot of triggering when we were talking. I'm sure you guys will agree, but it was always done in a really gentle way. And we were able to face those things supported. And being conscious of that and noticing why you're feeling upset or angry is often deep seated in the way that we were parented and brought up. And our guidance here is just to stop, drop and ground when this comes up for you.
Stop, drop, ground, or like stop, stand, land. It's just give yourself space for the breath and to be, isn't it? It's just kind of woof, that support again, the mother always beneath us. So I know there's more to say on this, and so Zoe and Kathy and myself are also going to speak some of Sarah's wonderful words too. So to continue, here's Zoe.
Yeah, so the aspect that we would like to do is to really reframe mother and what that means to all of us, regardless of whether you've birthed or not physically. It's really about connecting with the playful and the curious and taking up space for your own joy. As well as the joy of our families and our communities, right? You know, we're here for all of that. Reconnecting to what you enjoyed as a child is just the most fantastic way to do this. Coloring, writing, drawing, you know, expressing yourself in like the most expansive possible way. Dancing and singing, all the activities that really spark creativity can help to connect to that part of you. And yes, connecting mother to community as well. You know, we have sat in circle ancestrally for a reason. And in our kind of current society, we've lost that a lot, I think. So really coming back to community in terms of finding safe spaces, plural, to share with no judgment, you know, forget about any of those kind of child toddler sessions that you might have gone to, possibly. And like, just, yeah, anyway, everybody who's a mum, I think, knows what I'm talking about there. You know, really, really, we want to reclaim the safe space, the safe spaces with no judgment, and meet each other on a soul level. You know, sitting in circle in real life, meeting each other on a soul level, and finding a space where you can just be unapologetically yourself. No excuses, no judgment, and begin to really embody your whole self as we individually and collectively navigate mother.
That's so key, isn't it? That gathering and non-judgmental space, on or offline. I mean, we have not all of us have actually met in the Wake Up Mother Collective in physical person, but we feel like we know each other on this soul level because we resonate and recognize, and the conversations we've had have helped to sort of knit us together like that in a way. I get you, I understand you, I hold you. And then the passion can come through, and then you can rant a bit if you need to, because it's non-judgmental. And it's like, God, it's such a freedom in person or online. I know online is, you know, it is better and better. It's nice. I love being in actual presence with people. But let's face it, the online community is amazing as well. We wouldn't be here with you now producing this podcast and radio show for you if it wasn't for tech and onliners. And I tell you what we're going to do. We're just going to hold these thoughts for, we need to go to a track and some station messages, and then we'll come back with what Kathy's going to speak into after that. So the track that we've chosen to begin with is that is the one just really connecting in with the truth of that, to really feel mother within you and to feel her beneath you. So this is an honoring of Mother Earth, and it is the Wing Son Martin, the Mother I Feel You Under My Feet. So maybe some of you know this, you better sing along with it, and then we'll come back with the Mother Speaks team of creatrixes, Zoe and Sarah and Kathy and myself, Clara Apollo, after this gorgeous, gorgeous tune.
Mother, I feel you under my feet. Mother, I hear your heartbeat. Mother, I feel Mother, I hear your heart beat. Hey-ya, 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 ya, hey-ya, hey-ya, ho. Hey-ya, 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 ho. Hey-ya, 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 ya, hey-ya, hey-ya, ho. Hey-ya, 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 ho. Mother, I feel you under my feet. Mother, I hear your heartbeat. Mother, I feel you under my feet. Mother, I hear your heartbeat. Hey-ya, 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 ya, hey-ya, hey-ya, ho. Hey-ya, 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 ho. Hey-ya, 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 ya, hey-ya, hey-ya, ho. Hey-ya, 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 ho. Mother, I hear you in the river's song, eternal waters flowing on and on. Mother, I hear you in the river's song, eternal waters flowing on and on. Hey-ya, 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 ya, hey-ya, hey-ya, ho. Hey-ya, 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 ho. Hey-ya, 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 ya, hey-ya, hey-ya, ho. Hey-ya, 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 ho. Father, I see you when the eagle flies, light of the spirit's gonna take us higher. Father, I see you when the eagle flies, light of the spirit's gonna take us higher.
UK Health Radio. the station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Well, you're back on Mother Speaks, the podcast and radio show here on UK Health Radio with me, Clara Apollo, Kathy Bell, Zoe Foster and Sarah Lloyd. We are the collective here of contributors bringing through the wisdom of the mother. That's the mother in all shapes, sizes, forms, mothering all sorts of projects, babies, animals and self. And just before the break, you heard that beautiful track by Winsong Martin and Mother, I Feel You. So I hope you're all feeling that right now, the support that's always there for you and the care that you can give yourself moment to moment. And we're just sort of opening up the this beautiful book that we've collaborated on, the Wake Up Mother book that started all of this on. And we're just sort of speaking into some of the aspects of that. And so Kathy is going to take the helm now and just bring in the next components for us. So over to you, Kathy.
Thank you. The piece that I have to share with us and with you, the listeners, is It's the shortest bit, but I actually feel it's so profound. So I'm please interject and let's expand this, because it's a huge, the piece I've been asked to share is multi-dimensional. So mother is someone who questions, stays grounded and supportive, but understands when it's time to let go and receive. Now, even as I was reading those, I was like, all of that stuff's so hard. It's so hard to ask questions. It's so hard to receive. It's so hard to let go. Because so much in society has us second guessing what is the right way to do things, especially, I think, when it comes to our children. And this obviously then filters down to our projects and to our pets and to our loved ones and to our other mothering responsibilities. Even this morning, when I dropped my daughter off, she's 11 now, and I used to be I used to cling on so much because I drop her off and I don't witness her walk into the gates. I have to really trust that she's doing that, and that she's safe. And I noticed this morning that there was this little shift in me that trusts her, that's let that go. And it was just such a beautiful moment that I think we would, in normal life, we would miss. There's some of that missing. I'm just reflecting on those little shifts and moments as we notice how we do start to encapsulate more of the mother. And this second guessing piece that Sarah's identified, and it feels so strongly around, because I know that's part of her story of other people telling her what to do, and I'm not going to tell Sarah's story for her, but I know that's where that line comes from. And we have so much to second guess. We have so many other people's opinions and the right way to do things and the right way not to do things, and the believing that it's okay to challenge what we're told by authority, family, partners, society, if it feels off as a mother, No.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Off.
It's huge.
So much.
But it's, and it's also, I mean, we talked about this when we talked about getting together, and it's about, there's this huge assumption that, you know, it's a paradox. Mothers know. Mothers just have this knowing. They have mother's intuition. However, you can go into a doctor's office and get told that the mother's intuition is wrong. Yeah. So then you start second guessing yourself. And it's like, okay, my body's telling me this, but I'm being told this. Yeah. And which do I believe? There's so much of this. This is going to come up massively,
it's,
I think.
So dismissed. It's so dismissed.
Like you say, it's so big.
Yeah.
And you know, for me, what if it... immediately where we're recording at the time of recording this, where, you know, we're in the winter, there's so many germs and illnesses around. I'm sure all of our children have faced some kind of cough, cold, sniffle thing, you know, and even the battle that we have just with our partners. You know, my daughter was ill and my husband was adamant that she was fine, and she was fine, you know, she wasn't on death's door, but the mother's intuition, that, you know, that no, she, I know what's best for her. I know what she needs to do. I know how to, you know, what she needs. And even our husbands or our partners or, you know, even our own mothers, you know, they can often conflict with that. So this, Sarah said, this idea that we should be, or that we have this mother's intuition, and we get to listen to that, but then it's challenged, like this paradox that it's challenged constantly, and it leaves us in this state of flux and, disempowerment.
I'd love to pick up on what you told us about your story with your daughter, actually, and went picking out the letting go piece, because that again is like, that's when our kids are telling us to let go. It's almost like we're like hanging on tight. I will walk you to the door. And that is it. And I mean, I'm in that situation myself with my two girls, and I have to, they are now telling me, Mum, let go. It's like, well, I've got this. And it's, there's an element of that too, where we're stuck in that middle space where we have other people telling us what to do. And then there's this, you get into the kind of, I know how to do this now. And then the kid goes, actually, I'm fine.
Yeah.
And that's the bit as well.
I've got a massive story to share at a later point about exactly this and the battle between authority and roles versus what I believe about our, you know, kind of honoring our needs, our cycles, our wisdom, versus what my daughter is actually comfortable with doing in the face of all of that.
And that, thank you for bridging me. I look forward to hearing, we all look forward to hearing that story, Zoe, but thank you for bridging me to my next point from Sarah's writings, that mother witnesses many cycles of birth, death, and rebirth. And it's our calling to make space to nurture our young and each other through those seasons and cycles, just as the great mother holds us each year. Now, I'm so honored to just be able to read those words, because they're really close to my heart.
Yeah, the great mother, totally close to my heart as well, and under my feet, and with all of us, you know, when in doubt, just remember that she's always holding you. I remember that as a total aha in a meditation I was in like years ago now, back in the day, last millennium probably. and it was that one of those obvious realizations, like, oh yeah, the earth has always held me. Why didn't I realize that before? Like, wow, that's massive.
It really is.
I don't know if, like, you know, feeling now, you're listening, that maybe you know this already, but even to remind one another in the present moment that the earth is holding us all. We could breathe into that, and just we breathe out, let ourselves soften and feel her coming up to meet us and go, yeah, I'm holding you, my child, my offspring.
And even that the mother, like, has witnessed herself, you know, has witnessed herself all of those cycles and births and deaths. I love to muse about how she has it all in hand. There's a poem that I shared in the book. Do you remember? Well, I didn't initially write it for the book, Sarah, but how mother, I just trust Mother Earth that she knows what she's doing. She knows what she's, the polar ice caps might be melting, but she knows what she's doing.
Yes,
she's
exactly.
able. She, I trust her. Like, I don't worry because I trust her rhythms and her cycles and her seasons. And just because they don't fall in line with science and, you know, geology, all of that stuff, geology and science and, you know, weather patterns, just because that all doesn't look logical and linear and, you know, and has these sporadic kind of fluxes. I'm like, so she knows what she's doing. Chill out, guys. Chill out. She knows what she's doing.
The same thing happens every year, doesn't it? You know, we go through winter, we have, you know, things grow, things leave. It's the you know, the waves of the sea still come in and go out again. It's like that, none of that changes. She's just there, isn't she? And I like with you saying the polar ice cap melting, things like that, I feel like that's mother getting a little bit annoyed, you know, like just cleaned her front room and the kids have like messed it all up, so they're in she's in the bathroom like crying, for goodness sake, because we are we're the things that cause the problems for her, you know. We've got to acknowledge that, right?
Absolutely.
So it's just huge, isn't it?
It's a massive, massive topic. But so the piece there that I really got you saying about trust that nature knows what she's doing and that you as part of nature, you know what you are doing, who you are being in your heart, in your waters, in your very being, and to nurture that. And that's what here at Wake Up Mother, Mother Speaks, that we're about, is supporting and encouraging one another to trust what it is we really know. Oh, Zoe's itching to say something. Go, Zoe.
No. I was agreeing.
Oh, okay. But yeah, to keep returning back to that, and that's that stepping backwards, being in the back of you, being in your background present, you're witnessing what's going on in the local self that you can get all like mixed up with, and all these opinions and things you want to do, and it's like whoa, come back. And this helps us with our anxieties, our fears, our stress, when we have that moment to just present ourselves and mother ourselves into being of nature, in nature, being supported by nature. It sounds really simple, but you know what? Sometimes the simple things are the most effective when you let yourself.
100%.
Yeah.
Thank you, Clara.
No, thank you, Kathy. Look, you've got a track that you would like to introduce listeners to, haven't you? Would you like to
tell
us about this and why you've chosen it?
Yes. So I have chosen Mother of the Water. It is a rhythmic, hypnotizing track that some of me and my sisters will sing when we're near water. And water for me is one of those elements that really supports mother, you know, even though we're earth and it's earthy and it's, you know, our planet is made up of water, and Mother Earth is, you know, it has this watery quality. So yeah, we're going to go into Mother of the Water. Please enjoy, and we'll see you after the track.
Dreams are new beginnings, streams and waterfalls. Mother of the water, mother of us all. Dreams and new beginnings. Flowing over all, Mother of the Water, Mother of us all, dreams and new beginnings, streams and waterfalls.
station that makes you feel good.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
A for horses, B for mutton, C more cheeks, dig for victory.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle Magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better.
Marks and Spencer.
Add Health Triangle Magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
T for two.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Hello, you're still here. If you're still with us, thank you so much for being here on Mother Speaks with me, Clara Apollo. We've got Sarah Lloyd, Zoe Foster and Kathy Bell in the house. Team Mother Speaks is on, and we've been covering various different aspects that's within this collaborative book that we're part of, Wake Up Mother. That's just good to give you like an example of some of the topics, because it's such a massive like realm that we're entering into, and all of us have got responses and stories and questions and what and aha's going on. And if you're finding that you would like to get in touch with us, then do head over to the wakeupmother.com website, or you can also drop into info@ukhealthradio.com if you want to drop us an email. And there's going to be some more areas that we're going to be building communities that you can come into. So this is, again, this is the inaugural very first outing of Mother Speaks on UK Health Radio on podcast. So we're going to carry on with some of the thoughts that are coming through that have been curated and written here by the lovely Sarah Lloyd. She really helps to keep us grounded. We were talking about Mother Earth, weren't we? And before the break, we did hear that beautiful track as chosen by Kathy Bell, and that was by Alexa Sunshine Rose, called Mother of the Water. And it was something that you said just before about how you really recognise how much the water supports. And I am absolutely with you on that. From the whole chi perspective, water is a massive topic, which I won't go on about now because I could wax lyrical for a whole show. But it is the buoyancy that I feel, the combo of the buoyancy of water and that substance of the earth, when you can get into both of those to support you. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And that we all recognize the buoyancy of water because we all grew in water. It was our first home, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Ooh. Back to the womb.
our first home. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, to honor the great mother, because she holds us every minute of the day, and we were talking about this will be a reoccurring theme time and again, and for us to then be able to give back to her, and just feeling like, how can that be? How can we give back to the land? What can we give back to the land? And it may be as simple as just your presence on her when you're walking, and your awareness of her innate ability to bring you into balance and to nurture and nourish you with what you need. She's a great psychotherapist, is Mother Nature. You can shout, sing, caress the tree bark. Okay, I've just confessed something there. I do like to stroke trees.
who doesn't?
Like, I think we're all tree huggers on this call.
I'm all about the moss. Mossy trees are my favourite. Like,
Moss is like nature's velvet, and I'm like, oh, he's got mossy trousers on. There's that tree. I've got some nice.
It's coming back to that sensuality of the mother energy that again has become so taboo. You know, what's wrong with really sensing fully?
I like to. This is fun fact for you, and this may be widely known, but fun fact, I like to orientate myself with the directions. And one way to do that when you're outside is see which way the moss is growing on the trees. So it grows on the, you know, on the north, the northern-ish side, because like the dark and cold. So yeah, fun fact there for you listeners.
Thank you.
If you ever want to orientate yourself with the outside, back to Clara.
No, I love it. I love it. And I think as the show progresses through the seasons, we're going to have more of this sort of interaction with where we've been with nature, and maybe also what we're planting, the seeds that we're planting in the actual soil. Maybe some of us are going to be growing our vegetables and our fruits, and we've probably all got herbs going on at the moment. So that's going to come into the show as well. As we're also going to be sharing little mini processes with you so that you can get experiences of what we all can share as individual practitioners, because all of us have got stuff that we share with one another and with ourselves to help keep ourselves sane at this, quite frankly, crazy time. So this rooting down into the Great Mother is absolutely key, and walking along with her. And I always like that idea when we're walking along, that what we're leaving in our wake, what is behind us, what of our footprints, what's the energy pattern that we're leaving behind us, you know? And that sort of starts to build a kind of a legacy of energetic imprint that, you know, maybe someone else walking along that path might pick up, or maybe some of the elementals there, or some of the, anyway, I'm going off on one, but you know what I mean, that kind of feeling of being present and conscious, not just what you're walking into, but what you're leaving behind, I think is really, really key. And then this is a really big one, right? This is a super huge topic. And I'm sure when we get some guests in who are voice workers, that they will speak into this more. But it's time that our voices are heard. You know, how many of us just feel like, oh, I'll just shut up, because if I speak out loud, I'll get squashed down again. I'll be told I'm too loud, I'm too brash, I'm too gobby, I'm too, like, why haven't you got
too emotional?
Yeah, it's all the veiled insults, isn't it? It's like busting through all of that, because I think we referred to it earlier. It's like, it's not about being good, it's about being true, and it's about, you know,
and the mother's journey, especially the initiation. I mean, I'm just thinking here of new mothers. That is a lot of the time, whether it's physical children or not, but that is one of the first times that I think personally I allowed myself to be an absolute emotional wreck without guilt. Like, you can't judge me, I don't give a shit. I've just done that. So I'm thinking of that initial mother journey. I've got a few people in my life who've just had, you know, babies, and that was the time for me, that first initial moment in my life where I allowed myself to be messy, to be outside all of those labels, because I didn't care what the judgments. There was something greater going on, and that was my role as a mother. And it's just,
the mama bear comes through.
Really does.
And so that, you know, you say standing up for our rights, Clara, but there's also, you know, there's so much happening out there, you know, starting from your Me Toos to, you know, there's the amazing mother pucker, and, you know, Pregnant and Screwed are in Parliament trying to fight for better rights for women. And don't get me started on the homeschooling from the pandemic. I mean, we all got lumbered with that a little bit. And that's probably where a lot of this came from. And the fact that we kind of went into like this preservation mode where we had to hold ourselves together. We had to hold our homes together. We had to, you know, look after our young. We had to look after our partners and our homes with no support. And I think that, you know, for me, that was the biggest. I mean, luckily, I'm blessed with beautiful friends and online communities. But like we were talking at the very, very beginning, it's about also being there in person as well. It's that village that I was craving. Exactly. But what I realize is that it's reframing that village. It's, you know, leaving the judgment at the door. It's coming in and just being completely heart to heart, womb to womb, and accepting of everybody's warts and all.
Yeah, totally right. It does. It takes a village to raise a child, a community. I mean, we're not meant to live in isolation. That is like superly detrimental to our psyches. And so that call to be in community, I think it's even louder now. I mean, it's one of the conversations I have with most of my friends now. The whole community building. What is it we want to build? How are we going to do this? What have you got? How, look at what we're already doing, you know? And that's what I feel is so true here with the Wake Up Mother community. And of course, our Mother Speaks here. We're tapping into the community that already is here and wants to be more. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. And it's not just about, like, I don't know about you guys, but there was a feeling, I got this feeling like I just need to leave this house and go and live in a yurt with all the other women. And there was that feeling of that. Well, it was like a really old tribal feeling that I had when this book decided to make itself known. I wanted to be raising my kids with other mothers and other families. Mm. And I appreciate that, you know, I'm not doing that. But equally, you know, I understand that you don't have to do that. You don't have to throw out what you're doing at the moment. You just build the communities around you, you know, through listening to things like this, to reading the books, through, you know, working with people like amazing people that we're going to have on this show that offer that support.
I think
in and having a rant, don't I?
No, it's so needed. I think so much of this, as you said, it's about actually allowing those voices to be heard, even if it feels awkward or clumsy or, you know, whatever, because we haven't been having these conversations. We haven't been allowed to have these conversations. And I've completely forgotten what I was going to say. I wanted to say something.
Well, I'll jump in if you don't mind, Zoe, just because I was sparked at the same time as you. And I think one thing, I mean, I don't want to mention the pandemic really because, you know, yeah, I just did. But one thing to move through from that, and I think, like, you know, the point that you made, Sarah, is about it did trigger us into going, I shouldn't be doing this alone, because like the schools right now, you know, are our village. You know, we probably don't realize or ever think that, but it's just dropped in for me that, yeah, I'm the teachers. You know, the teachers at my daughter's school are my village. Yeah, I don't have like my sisters and, you know, I don't have people living in my home with me, but we're sharing right now. We're sharing the responsibilities of raising this child, and their responsibility is to educate her. And I never signed up, you know, never went into parenthood like with that, going, yeah, I'll bring this child into the world and I'll educate her under really stressful conditions whilst trying to build my own business. I think it's, if there was anything positive to move from the pandemic, it is that remembrance that we weren't supposed to do it alone.
Yes.
I remembered what I wanted to say was about, it's about redressing the balance. So the scales have been so far tipped the other way. And in order for us to come back, as Sarah said, it's not about throwing everything out that has been in place for us. It's about redressing the balance, and to do that you've got to put more on the other side of the scales, haven't you?
Yeah. Like what is here? Yes. Yeah,
what is already here. It's so easy to overlook what you've already done, what you've already achieved, how you already feel, the self-care practices that you've already done. And yeah, I know there's always more, because there's always a new moment and always another day. And taking care of ourselves is the primary remit for taking care of anybody else. And that is something that is said in various different ways, but it's a truth. You know, if we don't self-care, then how on earth can we expect to take care of others well? Mm. We can't.
And that self-care piece is still seen as so indulgent at the same time.
Yeah. By whom?
Battling that. Well, yeah, this is it. This is what we can speak into, isn't it? Absolutely.
Exactly, because we all get it. I'm feeling it now. I really feel it now with what we've all spoken into already. And that if you're listening or watching, like, how is this conversation landing for you? How are you feeling now? You know, we'd love to hear from you. And very soon we've got a special Wake Up Mother community that we can invite you into. But right now it's going to be, come over to the website, because very soon this book is going to be launched and published. So, Sarah, do you want to tell us a little bit more about when the book's coming out.
Yeah, I can't believe she's nearly here. It's insane. Like, well, she has been a 9-month project.
Yes. I can't believe you've done it in 9 months. Like, it's incredible.
Well,
like,
just maybe really just is. A little bit. Yeah, it was 9 months by the time she went to edit. She, you know, rivaled a real life baby. So we set the intention on In Bulk last year. And she will be arriving on In Bulk this year in the 2nd of Feb 2023. So she'll be available from all good online bookshops and some of the not so good. but you'll be able to get your copy. And yeah, who knows what that will bring. As Clara said, we are creating a community. We want this to be a movement. We feel like this is an honouring of anyone who is tapping into the mother energy. It's the carers, it's, you know, our nurses, it's our teachers, it's our guides, it's ourselves, it's anyone who's looking after, caring, nurturing, creating. This is for you.
Totally. Well said, Sarah. Yeah, it feels like it's time to do this now, to draw us all together, because it's going to help us strengthen ourselves as individuals, but also the truth within our communities. We need more to run with more truth in our world. You know, we're sick of all the lies and misconceptions and misinterpretations and gaslighting and it's like done. There's new ways to be now. We know this, and a lot of us are doing it already, and we keep coming up against like all these sort of blocks, and it's like the old way. It's like, well, do you realize that yet? Haven't you got through that? Yeah. Don't you realize that actually the truth will always work? Mother Nature will always win. You know, it just feels like a no-brainer. So, yeah, thank you all. This has just been such a joy to share this first episode of Mother Speaks with you here on UK Health Radio and podcast.
Yay!
And if you've enjoyed listening, then please do tell your friends, because you can listen on demand here on UK Health Radio or on your favorite podcast platform. And very soon we're going to have an unedited version of this coming out soon.
Well, it gets really juicy
with swearing. No, sorry.
all the taboo stuff. Yeah
but right now, as I say, thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next week with another episode. So take care of yourselves, and remember that you've always got the power.